Money FM 89.3, best of drive time. Under the radar.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and it's now time for Under the Radar with me, Chua Tian Tian. Now, artificial intelligence or AI could help you plan your travel itinerary, come up with recipes, but what about an AI-powered model that could capture patterns in the stock and options market that signals M&A, earnings shocks, or FDA drug approvals? Well, today we're going to talk to the fintech company behind this AI model. Founded in 2016, Kraft Technologies is a fintech company that provides its AI models to banks, asset managers, and insurance companies for them to launch investment products under their brands. Now, more famously, the company was known for raising $146 million US in a Series C investment from SoftBank Group. Now, that's the largest from the VC in a Korean enterprise after e-commerce giant Coupang, according to Pulse by Mail Business News Korea. Really, how does this work and what are the intricacies involved in operating an AI fintech company? Also, where will the US and South Korea-focused company expand into next? So for more, let's speak to Francis Oh, CEO at Kraft Technologies APAC. Francis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Tian Tian. It was great to have my interview in your the show. It was very exciting. I'm happy to answer whichever question you throw to me.
Right. Okay, so the first question I'll throw to you, Francis, we've talked briefly about this in the introduction. Appreciate it if you could share with us more about Kraft Technologies and your value proposition.
If I just give a couple of sentences, Kraft Technologies is an AI-powered investment solution provider. We are the fintech company. We do business for the B2B. We don't have any B2C position here. So we are actually trying to be a fast track for other financial institutions for joining the AI journey in the investment product development or adopting AI into the investment processes for their own processes. So we help other financial institutions to be the forehead of the forefront of the what AI could making the big disruption in this SMS industry.
Right. And Francis, you mentioned that Kraft Technologies is a B2B company that provides AI models to, I believe, banks, asset managers and insurance companies. In essence, you say that your company is working like a pure AI tech company. But at the same time, you do have a number of branded ETFs listed in the US. How does it work and how do you position yourself as far as licensing and regulations are concerned?
Right. Our nature of business is we're the pure tech company, help the other financial institutions for joining the AI journey. But at the same time, yes, we do have our Kraft branded ETF in the New York Stock Exchange. And for that one, we are not an asset manager. We are providing our IP, intellectual properties, to the US-based asset manager. The name is Exchange Traded Concept. So they are actually taking our IP and launching the product in the United States. But at the same time, yes, we do have a branding right of that ETF. So that's how the Kraft AI ETFs brand is go live in 2019. Mm-hmm. And also at the same time, we also have a dedicated partnership company for sales distribution of that ETF in the United States right now. And just going back a little earlier, for the nature of our business, we took a purely B2B IT solution provider in terms of AI investment strategies and AI investment models. So far, we don't have any license on our headquarters or affiliate companies at this moment.
And Francis, one key point to get out of the way at this moment in time is that the business is rather focused in the US and South Korea. You are not present in Singapore at the moment. So question is, why the focus in these two particular geographical markets? What opportunities do you see in there?
It's inherent our home biases for South Korea. We started our business in 2016 in here, South Korea. And since then, we've been providing our AI solution to the large commercial banks in here and large asset managers in here. So that is the South Korea. You can see some little bit background of me as well, of Seoul. I'm in Seoul right now. But that is our home market. So it was inevitably, we start our the large part of business from South Korea. And US market is Also, they're currently very interesting for us because the ETFs, the AI branded ETFs, are listings since 2019. So ever since then, we were able to build up the brand and then the reputation and then client relationship in US market as well. But don't get me wrong, the Singapore is definitely a very interesting market for us. Up until earlier this year, the craft technology, we were just not able to have enough internal resources to enter the Singapore market. But we are taking a very serious look for the Singapore market. I can see that Singapore is where all the monies are flowing in right now, asset managers, family offices, and other financial institutions. And where we are seeing the actual and meaningful the technology innovation is happening there in Singapore. So I'm very excited to have a chance to work with some of the Singaporean companies together with us.
And so let's take a look at the ETF side of the business first, well, Francis. How would you position your ETF business given that you are not the first AI-driven ETF? What would you say is your secret sauce when it comes to the IP that you sell to those asset managers, say your track record?
You're right. Yes, we are not the first ETF, AI-powered ETF sponsor or the issuer in US. We are the second. Our ETFs, two of it is launched secondly in New York Stock Exchange since 2019. And the first one is using IBM Watson's AI model. And the second for Craft Technologies branded ETFs are using our own proprietary AI model. And every AI model is a different nature and characteristics because the AI model is think about it, AI, artificial intelligence, a name itself is giving a sense that it is a mimic of the human's intelligence. And every human has a different characteristics, the temper, or the analytical skills as well. The AI is the same. AI, the three important things for AI is the data, what data to choose, and how the AI model is architecturing, and how to train it. So with three, by having the different three, the primary, the pillar of the building of the AI model, and there are a lot of different variation of the, we call it parameter the adjustments. It could give a totally different, the nature and characteristic of model as well. And comparing to the IBM Watson's model, our own proprietary model is more focused on quantitative information only, quantitative data set only. IBM Watson's model, they do use the quantitative as well, but at the same time, they're using the sentiment data in the process of the stock selection and portfolio construction. So which is the differences? And the question becomes whether we are not believing the sentiment can be a alpha generator to the portfolio construction. So far, our internal research and answer is possibly yes. Maybe the text-based, the natural language, the market sentiment analysis is definitely a very interesting tool for automation of the investment processes. But if you're taking that as the one of secret source of the performance generation of the stock market, maybe not. We have our own, the NLP research team. They do have a lot of different research on that, but so far we are not able to find the tangible research of the text-based and the sentiment is able to deliver alpha or not. So our model is for the stock market or financial market forecast model. And then what you want to do is forecast, not the react. But think about the natural language or the text, or SNSs. I do a lot of SNS and also reading a lot of newspaper as well. But time to time, the information is already publicly available on the newspaper or SNSs. And there could be more chance of those impact can be already priced in right after it's announced. So approach and philosophy is different. I'm not saying that we are right, they are wrong. There's no right answer for the building of the AI model, but just want to highlight that we have a different approach than the first ETF available in the US stock market. And that probably the reason why they want to buy our IP for the ETF launching.
If you're just tuning in, we're now in conversation with Francis Oh, CEO of Craft Technologies APAC. And meanwhile, Francis, I'm fairly excited to look at this development for your enterprise business, B2B business. You recently launched an AI-powered model called Mosaic AI, and that's a model that can capture patterns in the stock and options market that signals M&A, earnings shocks, or FDA drug approvals. According to your company, the tool has a hit rate of 28%. So how is this achieved?
Yes. First of all, that Mosaic model is trying to find some abnormal trading patterns from those informed trader. Informed trader could be the large hedge fund manager or those investors who has much more information than the other participants in the markets. And those informed trader, their trading patterns are time to time is different from the normal investors because they know the much stronger information. So their the trading pattern can be also reflected as a with their the strong conviction level to the individual stock as well. So how our model is working is we're trying to analyze all the tick data, limit order book from the options market data, at the same time, the stock market tick data as well. Those are high-frequency data. We process those high-frequency data into our AI model and processing it and trying to filter out whether there was some abnormal trading is happening from those informed trader. And this model is actually not the one we are developed. This technology or techniques has been used by the for the long time from the big hedge fund industry, those who already hired a lot of data scientists and quant researchers analyzing this kind of behavioral finance based the information and bring it to the investment strategy. So just trying to say is we are not the inventor of this approach itself. We are merely just democratizing the investment strategy, the power by the technology and artificial intelligence.
And, you know, Craft Technologies, you guys are known for that $146 million US dollar Series C investment from SoftBank last year, which is, according to news reports, the largest funding from SoftBank and a Korean enterprise after Coupang, which is the e-commerce giant. 1 year from receiving that funding, how have you used the money so far?
We focus our area, but first of all, we are the careful steward to the capital and our shareholders. And where we has been investing our resources or expanding our resources is the our core technology, core AI technology development. Currently, we have around 90 steps in the Seoul, Hong Kong, and US right now. And out of the 90 steps, around the 60 plus are the background of the data scientists, AI researcher, AI architecture, and quant developers, etc. So we do really the way our the focus area to build up the competitive AI investment solution for our client. There is where we are focusing on right now. And the remaining part of our the capital injection, we are open for some inorganic growth, the trajectory as well. For that area, we're still in discussion internally, but we're open for it. So it will be exciting to see how Craft Technology is growing over time.
All right, exciting days ahead. And thanks a lot, Francis. That was Francis Oh, CEO of Craft Technologies APAC. Thank you very much for joining us on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.